Senior Sergeant Ed Lucan, Officer in Charge, Smithfield Police.
Hey Senior, when you're ready, if you can just explain what's actually happened, please.
So, at about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, QPS received a call in relation to a male person who had fallen into the water at the Babinda Falls, which is about a 3-hour hike from the Babinda Boulders. Information to hand was that three persons had gone hiking in that area and had attempted to cross the river up there in the mountains, and one of the party had slipped into the water and been swept downstream through Category 5 rapids and managed to get stuck behind a rock at that scene. Police tried to get Rescue 510 to winch the man out, but due to the terrain, the closing the daylight, the risk profile was just too high for Rescue 510. A decision was made that we would have staff up there keeping an eye on the gentleman. He wasn't visible from where they were. They spent the night there. And this morning, Rescue 510 assisted, and it wasn't until about 12:30 today, lunchtime, that the male was extracted and taken to the to medical attention.
So he spent the night in the water?
That's correct. He spent the night standing in water, knee-deep. He is very lucky to survive this incident. We were very concerned about his welfare as daybreak was coming. One of the crews managed to get close enough to him to be able to call out. He did indicate that he was in good spirits, even though he'd spent that time in the water. He was strong in the arms. His legs were failing. We managed to get a crew across the other side of the river, who then got hold of the gentleman, pulled him up onto the bank, and then managed to cross back onto the side that we needed him to be. And Rescue 510 actually found a landing area suitable in that rough terrain, and he was extracted.
What about the other man? The other hiker?
So the other hiker, there was a male and a female with him. The female ran down to get mobile service, waited for QPS on that trail, and then walked back. The male friend decided to stay with our staff up there at the scene overnight. He was checked as a precaution, but surprisingly, very little injuries for the ordeal that both of those men have gone through.
And have you done any other extractions in this precise location?
I don't recall whether the falls have had those kind of extractions. Certainly Babinda Boulders has. It's timely to remind people that whilst we have these beautiful pristine areas that are great to explore, we have had a huge amount of water this year. The terrain up there was extremely slippery. It's only through sheer luck that this man didn't go over a 40 metre drop further down from him. He's very lucky to survive. So we're just asking people, if they are travelling, visiting these areas, by all means do so, but just do them safely and be aware of your limitations.
How old was the man?
The man was 32, a local man, I believe.
And the other man, the one
that didn't... I don't have his particulars, but a friend of the group.
And they're both locals?
Yes, I believe so, yeah.
So he was wedged in between some rocks, is that as I'm understanding it?
He wasn't wedged or physically stuck. He kind of got swept in behind the rock as the water was flowing past, managed to hold onto those rocks knee deep, but those rocks I heard were too slippery for him to climb out and further risk slipping back into the water and going down the falls.
And search authorities, yes, we had police, SES, who else did we have?
So on that point, we had SES, we had Swiftwater Rescue from QFES, we had Rescue 510, we had QPS personnel, and I can't stress enough how much I want to thank those partner agencies. In particular, the SES members that went in overnight and stayed and what would have been a very uncomfortable night, giving this man the support, knowing that someone was there with him, ready to assist him when daylight broke. The Swiftwater Rescue guys, QPS personnel, risked their lives to cross the Babinda River up in the mountains there to get to the same side. And it was a very difficult extraction, as you can imagine. Daylight was 6 o'clock. They didn't extricate him until about 11:30 today and had to walk him down to the extraction point. I went to the car park and I expected it to be much closer than it was, and I was telling Carrie, who's actually a very avid and keen bushwalker, that it's actually a much further walk than it appears.
Yeah.
I was talking to the National Parks gentleman down there. He's kind of the head of it. He hasn't done the walk himself. They don't condone that walk because you have to cross the Binda River twice to get to the falls. And it took them about 4 hours to walk in, I think.
So I'm sort of imagining a bloke standing in between some very high boulders. Is that sort of how it was? And with a very fast-rushing stream nearby, is it?
Yeah, that's right, and very slippery. Yeah. A large volume of water going through. He's extremely lucky to survive.
So we responded, our swift water technicians, there was approximately 9 went through today. We had SES personnel, we had fire and rescue senior officers that were coordinating the rescue with QPS, and we also had QPWS's Parks and Wildlife people there as well. So it was a tricky extrication because it was so remote and the terrain was hard to get into, but our swift water rescue teams actually had to go in. And then they had an IWP, which is their raft, to utilise to get the person from the water back across to the side to safely extract them with the Rescue 510.
And how many hours would he have been in there waiting to be rescued?
Well, I think possibly 20 hours, I would suggest, by the time they called yesterday, and he got extracted today at about 11:30. So that's quite a considerable time being in water. So.
Was he still in good spirits?
From what I was talking to the crews, yes, he was in good spirits. Obviously, hypothermia has probably kicked in a little bit, but he was in good spirits and remarkably minor injuries.
And the SES volunteers that stayed with him overnight, were they able to pass him food or something to keep him going?
Unfortunately, the swift water rescue team was also there with them. Comfort the person that was on the other side, and they had access to talk to that person, but no, they didn't have any food. They just had water and some blankets, thermal blankets that they used to keep the person warm.
And are there many rescues that happen here at the Linda Boulders? Is it sort of a regular occurrence? Or it's,
Fun enough, there's been quite a few this year, obviously with all the weather and terrain, hazards that are there. And the good weather we have up here, people obviously use it quite a lot, but we've had quite a few rescues this year, and I think it's down because we've had a lot of rain this year.
And how far is this spot in relation to that spot that claims a lot of lives?
So the Babinda Boulders car park is where they their staging point was, but it's approximately nearly 3 hours walk into this the falls area itself. I think it's up the Goldfield track area.
And just your last message to those who go swimming at the Babinda Bowls or any falls, I guess, during this time?
Yes, it's very important to just remember to don't take any risks. Please be careful. Not only are they putting themselves at risk, but they're also putting the rescue crews, the emergency services at risk to go in and rescue them. It would have been quite daunting trying to traverse that terrain in the middle of the night, not knowing where they're going. So important, don't take the risk. Make sure that you're prepared and footwear, and be very careful where they're going.
Would you say this hike's not advisable for members of the public to attempt?
I think for unexperienced people, it wouldn't be advisable, but I haven't done the hike itself, but 3 hours in from Babinda Boulders in terrain like that would probably be only for experienced people.
You had quite a number of your own personnel down there.
Yeah, approximately 20 personnel today. There's probably that again last night. So there's a considerable amount of resources being deployed to this incident,
yeah.
Along with the QPS and obviously the QAS and all the agencies.
Yeah.
We work really well together. We're not our first rodeo.
So it's actually happened 3 hours. That's the falls, the falls part.
Yeah, so where the car park is, it's approximately 3 hours walk
from there
yeah. As far
so
as I can tell.
So standing in the water all night, pretty much. That's
correct,
pretty
yes.
Good.
He
for
was.
20 hours.
Well, from the time we got the call, from about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, he was there until we rescued him today, and they lifted him out with the Rescue 510 approximately, I think, 11:30 this morning. So it's quite a considerable time.
Fortunately, not Tasmania.
No, good time of year, but still wouldn't be a good situation to be in.
Yeah, he's been for the Rescue 510. He's been lynched up. So.
Yeah, he wasn't winched, but I think the Rescue 510 was able to land nearby and they extracted him that way off a rock or something
like
that.
Sorry, what's the Rescue 510?
Oh, sorry, it's our rescue helicopter.
Right.